things that they need to move through.
The U.S. cow herd is growing smaller with drought pushing cow dispersion faster. Purina head of beef technical solutions, Ted Perry, says beef dairy crosses play a role in filling grocery shelves when feeder calves are limited.
The beef on dairy crosses is really beneficial to the beef industry because historically you had traditional beef steers and then you had or dairy steers. And there was a big difference in performance, in feedlot performance, but also in carcass quality. And the biggest difference, not so much in quality, but was cutability. Now that we're using beef bulls on dairy cows and we're getting better with the selection process, that difference is being reduced. So that beef on dairy cross calf is really helping fill the gap of the lack of tonnage that we're going to have coming out just because of lack of feeder calves.
Perry says there's still a distinction between true beef breeds and dairy beef crosses.
Beef on dairy cross calf just isn't a better Holstein. They have to be treated a little bit differently. Okay, we have to feed them a little bit differently because we can throw them into acidosis and we can cause get some more liver abscesses and things. So there's some certain times of the growing phase of that animal that they need to be treated differently, more like a beef calf than a dairy calf. Our team around the country, you know, we're used to developing feeding programs for the critters that are standing in that pen, whether it's all beef or all dairy or the beef crosses. You know, the feeding programs can be set up to maximize the value of that calf all the way through.
Machine repeat.